Chi High Hockey is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the postseason. The 21-22 season is culminated, the regular season, and now we're ready for the playoffs. Greg Stewart and former Cardinal defenseman Cooper Fosvick here with you at the Chippewa Ice Arena as the Cards host Ashland. Chi High is the number 6 seed in D1 in this Section 1, and Ashland the number 11 seed. The Cards 13-10-1 overall. They've won 5 of their last 6, and Ashland is 11-12. And this is what it's all about, Coop. The postseason. You win a game, you continue, you lose, and your season's over.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you practice all year for, and playoff hockey's really fun. I think the guys are excited for tonight, and I sure know I am.
Yeah. Ashland, they travel. I mean, I talked to their head coach, Daryl Penner. I said, thanks for making this long trip now. He said, this is average for us. I mean, they play teams in the UP, Upper Michigan, Minnesota. They've been down to Madison for a tournament, all the way from Ashland to Madison. And they're used to the bus rides, and they're ready to go. They're a co-op team, four schools involved here. Ashland, Hurley, Northwestern, and Washburn. In fact, they have one kid from Northwestern, the second brother to come from that school. And because of that, the enrollment of Northwestern pushes them into D1. So right now, in this next season, there'll be a D1 program up there. Otherwise, they'll drop back to D2. So they come in here, you know, having a season that's not too bad. 11-12. Chi High beat Ashland back in 2018 in the sectionals 3-0. It's a game that potentially, Coop, you could overlook if you're Chi High. You're the 6th seed. You played one of the toughest schedules in the state. And yet you overlook a team and you could be sitting out watching other teams play tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen that. I know I was a part of a team that, you know, we lost to a Hayward team in the playoffs. And we had no business losing to that team, but we overlooked them, and they showed up, and they played a great game. And that can happen in the playoffs. So, you know, these guys got to understand that can't overlook anybody now because it's a new season and things change.
Absolutely. Eau Claire North waiting for the winner of this game in our section. They got a bye along with Eau Claire Memorial and Hudson atop of that Section 1. They play in a different bracket. Eventually, the team's best two teams will meet right here in the sectional final at the Chippewa Ice Arena. This is Cardinal Countdown ahead of this regional semifinal for the WIAA, and it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what are your keys for a Chi High win and a trip to North on Thursday afternoon?
You know, as we were just talking about, we cannot take this team for granted. That's going to be the biggest thing. If we take these guys for granted, you know, they could come out and play a great game, and it could be the end of the Chi High season. Second thing, stay out of the box. This is not a team that we played yet this year. I'm assuming that they're going to be a physical team. We need to stay out of the box, not give them opportunities on the power play. And I think the third goal is pretty obvious. We need to score in bunches.
Yeah.
You know, looking past this game, hopefully, if we score a bunch of goals, that should give us a lot of momentum going to the next game. And I think that that is going to be huge. I want to see Chi High score a lot of goals.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. It's something that this team has struggled with this year, but this is a potential lopsided win if Chi High can, you know, get everything going in the right direction here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just one of those things that You know, it's kind of been our Achilles heel, and I feel like we're maybe coming around right now. So if we can go up and put up a big number tonight, that would be a huge confidence boost going into next week.
One common opponent between the two teams, and that's River Falls. Of course, here in our conference, Chi-High beat them here at home 12-0 last Thursday on senior night, and then 7-1 back in the 11th of January. And the Ore Dockers of Ashland lost to River Falls early in the season back around Thanksgiving, 9-2, but that's the only common opponent that the two teams have. So there you go, our keys to the game brought to you by the dealer, where you're going to find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And we will catch up with assistant head coach Scott Sinkink, the new dad, on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, live down at ice level in just a few minutes. So stay with us. This is Cards Hockey, playoff hockey on WOGO.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Cards postseason hockey tonight on WOGO Radio, AM 680, 103.1 FM, and WOGO.com. Crowd filling in here tonight. We'll hear from a third member of our broadcast team, Landon Teese, in between periods as well. Chi-High 13-10-1. They've been on a bit of a roll. They did lose the other night in our radio game against Eau Claire Memorial by a 4-1 count, but then they rebounded with a convincing 12-0 victory on senior night against River Falls, and they have won five of their last six. All right, let's go downstairs. Here is Cooper Fosvick with assistant head coach Scott Sinkink.
Hey, Greg, we're down here with Coach Sinkink, just going over some questions for the game here. So, obviously, we have not played Ashland this year. you know, what are going to be, what was the message of the team going into it, you know, playoffs, new team, or your message to the team before the game here?
Yeah, our big message was, you know, we really challenged them yesterday to come up with their own saying for what they want to kind of rally behind here for this postseason, and what they chose was some to prove. And I think it's fitting because these guys really feel like they have a lot of business that's left unfinished, and they do have something to prove, and it starts here tonight in game one against Ashland.
Obviously, you know, the playoffs. What's going to be the importance of our seniors tonight?
Our seniors are going to be very important. At this time of the year, they play a major, major role. So we're definitely looking to them for their experience and leadership in this kind of situation, being that most of them have been here before and have had a great deal of high-pressure games. And it's a home game. So there's definitely nothing to hold back for, and should be exciting and fun for those guys.
Lastly, what are you expecting out of Ashland tonight?
Ashland seems to have a really good core five. And, you know, they have one guy with 30 goals. So I expect them to definitely put up a solid fight. And we have to make sure that we're ready for that unit especially, and make sure we make the most of our opportunities and try to tilt the ice in our favor as quickly as we can and jump on them early.
Thanks again. Back up to you, Greg.
All right, thank you, guys. Scott Sinkink with Cooper Fosvick downstairs here. And Chi High and Ashland, the Aura Dockers, here tonight on the radio. Let's get you the goalie matchup for Ashland. It'll be Connor Pakula. Connor is a sophomore. He comes in with a 3-4 record. Goals against average of 5.81. Save percentage of 7.91. He's kind of split time. He's basically each of the three goaltenders has taken about seven games on the season. And for Chi High, it's the All-State senior Bridger Fixmer, hoping to extend his season deep into the postseason here in the playoffs. He is 6-10-1, a goals against average of 2.65, and a save percentage of 9.23. So we're about ready for tonight's hockey game. Teams will be out the ice very shortly. Chi High and Ashland here this evening. Should be a fun game to do on Mogo Radio today, and hopefully Chi High can advance. We'll see what happens. Got to play hard every period here tonight. Ashland in the purple jerseys with the yellow trim and white trim and the purple lavender breezers here tonight, all the way down from the North Country. And they have to share their barn with a couple of college teams. So this team, every other week, their coach told me that they're having a 6 o'clock practice every other week. Their practices are at 6 a.m., and these teams have to come in, these players from Hurley and Northwestern and Washburn, not just the Ashland kids, and they all have to gather at the rink at 6 a.m.
Wow.
That's commitment.
That's devotion to the sport. That's,
yeah, I asked how it was to coach a co-op team, because it can be challenging with the blending of various schools. They got four schools in the Ashland co-op, but he said, at first I thought, I don't think I'm going to like this, but it's turned out pretty good for him.
That's good. That's good to hear. You know, I mean, hockey's a fun sport, and I'm glad that those guys up there can all, you know, come together, even though they live far apart. You know?
Daryl Penner in his 12th year. The man out of Manitoba played some college hockey. The head coach of the Ashland Aura Dockers, Scott Parker, the former All-American at UW-Eau Claire, is in his 35th season. The teams are out here, and here is Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Ashland Aura Dockers, in goal, number 33, Connor Pankala. The defenseman, number 7, Nolan Miller. And number 13, Kellen Trott. The center, number 10, Cody Luster. And the wings, number 2, Ty Obey. And number 3, Ty Gilbertson. And the rest of the Aura Dockers, along with their head coach, Daryl Pinner, and assistant coach, Jay Morado. And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the starting line for the Chi High Cardinals, in goal, number 1, Richard Fixmer. the defenseman, number 24, Evan Esslinger. And number 25, Carson Reed. The center, number 19, Ben Carlson. And the wings, number 4, Owen Krista. And number 7, Mason Johnson. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches, Scott Sickink, Austin Taylor, and Chase Poole.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups for tonight's game. And puck drop just a few minutes away here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Pirates hockey tonight on WOGO Radio. We'll follow them deep as they'll go here in the postseason. But you got to win. And they're hosting Ashland, the Ora Dockers, here tonight. Chi-Hi again, 13-10-1 overall. And Ashland at 11-12. Section 1 of Division 1 and the regional semifinal. The other half of this bracket tonight has got Superior hosting Toma Sparta. And that half or that section will meet Eau Claire Memorial. The Aves have the night off. And the winner of this game travels to Hobbs Thursday night to take North. That would be the first game of a double dip at Hobbs on Thursday night. North against the winner of this one. Memorial against the winner of Superior and Toma. Here we go. Lustig, Gilbertson, and Omi up front for Ashland. And for the Cards, it's the senior Ben Carlson, Owen Krista, and Mason Johnson on the forward line. Ashland sweeps it right into Chi-High's defensive zone. Cards peel it off the dasher. They work the outlet there. There's Owen. Scrapes the puck and then cradles it ahead for Johnson. Mason, there's a shot on net. A redirect try by Ben. And it went right into the net of the goaltender Connor Pakula here tonight. And the faceoff is going to come in the Ashland zone. Right wing circle. This one tipped aside out of the wall. And Kirsten Rieg will drop it in the right wing elbow. It slips out in front of the net. It's going to go all the way to the dasher on the far side. Carlson picks it up, wings it in. This one tips back to the Cards at D, and taken away by Ashland. Now they cough it up, but scooped up there by the defenseman Truitt, the kid from Northwestern High, and he rifled that one off the wall, but it comes back to Carson Reed. He rolls to the high slide, it goes in. It came off a stick in front of Packlin, and it got past the sophomore goaltender, and the Cards struck pay dirt early.
Well, how about that for the first shift of the game, Greg?
We'll take it.
Yeah. Great shot by Reed. Low shot, and we got a tip out front. That's something we've been working on all year.
And it looks as if Mason Johnson's going to get the goal, I believe.
Yep.
51 seconds into the first period. Chi High up 1-0 on Ashland, trying to put the team away in a hurry. Cards on the attack again. Right wing corner picked up there by Jackson Hoym on this second line for Chi High. Ashland rolls out of their own zone. There's a one-timer cradled into the big CF on Bridger Fixmer's jersey. The goaltender will hang on to that as he gets his first touch of the puck here in the game. Mason Johnson with the goal for the Cards. And for Mason, that is going to be his 10th tally of the year and his 23rd point of the season. 51 seconds into the first period. There's an icing call against Chi High. Our officials tonight, the linesman's Dave Bestel, the referees Jay Dupree and Sean Albrecht. And here we are early on in the first period. The Cards with a 1-0 lead on Ashland, hoping to advance to Thursday afternoon's game at Hobbs against the Huskies. Ashland with a clean win, and it's going to be tossed rink-wide there by Ethan Peterson. Cards on the takeaway, slammed on the wall, and a scrum on the wide side here in the Chi High zone, but then it popped out and cradled there by Peterson as he rolled in from right to left. Throws it in the Chi High zone. This one jammed on the wall right there by Briar Niblett. Then he paid the price on a shoulder check as this one ricochets back out to neutral ice. Swept in by Ashland, wide of the net. Bridger goes out and pads that one off into the left wing corner. Ashland makes a change on the fly here, and Chi High able to carry the puck out. And here's Isaac Small. Smalls comes up to the blue line, lays one in. He'll peel off in the line change, and that first line back out there for Chi High. Cards with the intercept, and here's Johnson looking for another goal. Sends it over to the left side. Backdoor goal right there by Ben, and it's 2-0 Chi High.
That first line for Chi High is really moving the puck well tonight. Had a good F1 there and created a turnover, which led to a goal, a 2-on-0. I mean, that poor goalie didn't stand a chance.
No, not at all. Ben Carlson with the goal here. Mason Johnson the assist. He laid it right on the lumber. And Chi High up 2-0. That goal at 2:17 of the first. Chi High trying to bury the puck and bury this team. There's another goal as the Cards brought it in, and the goaltender Packlin lifted his leg a bit, opened up the five hole, and that first line scored again just seconds after their last goal.
Once again, it was like another 2-on-0 in front of the net there. What a play.
Mason Johnson, he's got 3 points already.
He's got 3 points.
And that's two for Owen Christian.
With less than 3 minutes gone in the first period. That's,
oh, my goodness.
I don't know if I've ever seen him score that fast this whole season.
2:25 of the first. So, Coop, that was like 20 seconds or less than that. 17 seconds after the last goal.
That's how you draw it up, Greg.
Yeah, you bet. Coach's dream here, huh? This one. Back at Drake Bobby. Drake rolls off to the right wing side. Will foist one into the right wing corner, and Chi High trying to pin it in deep, but Ashland is going to carry it out in the center ice. 3 minutes gone in this first period. It's already 3-0 Chi High. Cards outlet for Jack Bobby, and Jack is going to roll in on the near wing. Rides it into the right wing corner and then stops and drops it back to the point. Hands off to Jackson Hoym. Off to the left wing side for Caden Swoboda, and he'll just feather one around the boards from left to right. Card set it up out of the corner, and a scramble for it right there. Ashland with the pickoff, and here they come. It is Melick. Nolan Melick comes up, launches a shot right on, and it's snagged out of the air by Bridger, and he'll hang on to that. 13-27 left here in this first period. Card's first line, the electric tonight. Three goals in about 3 minutes here, a little over 3 minutes. Chai High tossed off the wall there by Briar Niblett. Didn't get a whole lot on it. Ashland pushes it back in the attack zone here. Goes rink wide. Gavin Muncher with a one-timer. Fanned on it just a bit, and the Card's outlet out to center ice, and it's dumped right back in by Ashland. Chai High patiently sets it up behind their own cage. Here is Rieg. Pass ahead on the left wing side for Niblett. Cards are into the zone, and a one-timer thumped out right there by Packle, the goaltender, and right onto the tape of his defenseman. They'll toss it in on this side of the red line and make a line change right here. At first line for Ashland, all season's been deadly. They've racked up almost 100 points on that first line, but they've been quiet so far here tonight. 12:33 left to go. First period comes back out to neutral. Tossed in right on there by Ashland. And the stick save by Bridger. Puck caught up in behind the senior goaltender. Chai High scrambles to get it. And here is Ben Carlson. Carlson wraps one off the wall. Just beyond the reach of Owen Krista. And it's going to go back to the Ashland zone. Corralled there by Kellen Trout. But he misfired on the pass ahead. That's an icing call on Ashland. Well, what do you think?
Well, it's a quick pace of the game for Chai High so far. I mean, we've been doing a really good job of breaking the puck out. We've had several just really clean zone exits, which is hard to do in a playoff game.
Face-off to the stick side. Packle of the goaltender for Ashland. They go D to D. Chai High does. There's a redirect try in front by Ben Carlson. He got in front of the shot from the point, near point by Drake Colby. But that time, the goaltender, sophomore, hung right in there and made the save.
Really close to being 4-0 right there.
Yeah. He was right in the right spot. Just didn't quite get it beyond the goaltender on the redirect. Here is Bovey. Had no opening, so he just dropped it on the fence on the far side. And this one's going to skip back out of the Ashland zone and hammered right back in there by Swoboda. Cards on the attack right here. Had it in the zone for a while. Then it popped loose, and Chai High regathers. Here is Ben in the high slot. Turned and ripped a screamer right over the crossbar, and it ricocheted off the glass behind the goaltender for Ashland Packle. And Ashland finally comes up with it and has to retreat in their own zone to open up some space. Here is Owen on the forecheck. Over to Mason Johnson. Nice move there. Johnson with the shot. Off Packle. Another shot. Packle made that save. And then the whistle stops play. Maybe the net came off a little bit here. That's what happened. We're going to get it back on its moorings right here.
Another nice flurry by the Cardinals there.
Yeah, for sure.
Seems like they're using their points really, really well tonight, and they're crashing the net. I think that goalie's having a tough time seeing the puck.
Face-off to the near circle here, and Chai High, backhand try there by Drew Bovey. Couldn't quite hit the net, and this one comes back to the point. There is Evan Esslinger getting more time. The big defenseman steps up, keeps the zone right there, and Jack has got it, and hands off to Jackson Hoy. Now the high slot, a pass to Drew Bovey. Dealt down to one knee, but didn't quite get all of it right there, and it's going to come across the blue line. Jack dances with it, comes into the zone just a few feet, then loses the puck, and it's loose at neutral ice, and here comes Ashland. Picked up there by Zaleski, comes in on the wide side here, tried to cut to the hole, but was cut off right there by Chai's defense, and the Cards exit out of their own defensive zone. Reed comes up. He'll offload off the fence on the far side, and this one's going to go from left to right. Chai High in the zone now, sets it up. They got it the right wing corner. And here is Jackson LeMay, his first shift tonight. LeMay gets away from one Ashland player, changes direction, dances with it into the right wing corner, and then coughs it up. And here is Ashland, carried out by Lustig. He got out to the center circle, then lost it, got some puck support right there, and it's tossed into the Cards defensive zone. Chai High with the pick, and it's cleared out to neutral ice, only to come to an Ashland player. On the far wall, here is Chai High's small. He'll send it back for Svoboda, and the Cards are into the zone. And then Lindstrom, who walked in, lost the puck as he was corralled, had a couple of Ashland players on him, and is going to pop loose. Here come the Oradockers, angled in there by Franchi. And Chai High picked it up. The loose puck in behind the goaltender, carried it out. It's right on the center stripe. There's a big hit by Penn. And Owen Krista's got it right now. Krista walks across the line into Ashland's zone. And a backhand centering pass there by Krista to Ben. And picking up the loose change was Mason Johnson. Here is Ben Carlson. Wheels and deals in behind the goaltender. Lays it out in front. Ashland picks it up. Parker Pisco picked it up and carried it up to the blue line and then lost it as it pops out of play here. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery. You can receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. The drop at the dot outside the Ashland zone, and here we go. Chai High rolls it in, and Drew Bovey trying to give some chase here. Tracks it down to the right wing corner. Still caught up in the Ashland zone. We take it down to 8:27 left to go first period. Cards up 3-0. A flurry of goals within the first 3 minutes for Chai High off that first line. And it's 3-0 Cards. This one is slingshot off the wall, and Karsten Rieg picks it up for Chai High. Looks ahead down the ice to Jackson Hoyd. Couldn't control, and it's loose out at neutral. Scraped up there by Drew Bovey. He'll throw it in the zone, and Ashland will take it away here and move it into the Chai High zone, only to be stood up there, Cody Lustig, as he got in just a few feet inside the Chai High line. Here are the Cards. Jack Bovey. Bovey moves in, fires a shot off the glove of Pakula, and loose in the corner as Jackson Hoym lost an edge and went down. Hoym has it, moved in, then retreated, back to the point, and here's Small! Isaac Small picked up the garbage in front. The goaltender, Pakula, left a big rebound, and it's 4-0, Chai High.
Chai High has just had a relentless forecheck tonight. Line it up. This is probably the best I've seen them execute their forecheck all season.
Yeah, they are just...
And then on top of that, it's just
relentless.
Like Ashland's defense, when they're not picking up sticks in front of the net, and if they don't start doing that, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah. 9:33 of the first period. Small the goal for Chai High. That's the sixth of the season. And it's 4-0 Cards midway through this first period. And the assist is going to go to Briar Niblett. And Svoboda will get another assist in that one. And the Cards up 4-0 on Ashland in this regional semifinal. No penalties so far tonight. And there's a shot launched on Pakula by the Cards' Briar Niblett. That time, the sophomore goaltender makes the save. Well, you want to keep up the competitive juices going all night long here, even though it appears as if Cards going to maybe roll here tonight. You want to keep everybody's heads in the game, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really easy to let a game like this get out of hand, and you just kind of don't focus. But like Coach Parker was saying earlier today, you know, after that 12-0 win, you kind of had a weird practice, and we just don't have time for that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Here comes Small off the goal. He rolls into the zone. A shot on net, and the save by Pakula right there to keep it a 4-0 count. in favor of the Cards. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students and families and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots. rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. Here's Ben, top of the wheel on the far side, centering pass right there. And Mason Johnson just overskated it a bit, but Chi-High still with puck control in the zone. This one comes back to Rieg. Rieg along the goal, blue line, comes in to the top of the wheel on the near side, launches a shot. Track down there, the rebound by Owen. He was rubbed out on the wall, but gets some help there from Ben Carlson. And plays catch with Owen. This one comes back to the point. Stepping up is Evan Esslinger. And the puck finally is given up to Ashland. Here they come. Across the Cards line is Tyler Gilbertson. And that one kind of caromed in on Bridger. Took a little bit of a deflect off a stick. And Bridger makes the easy save and sends it off to the corner. Here is Owen into the Orr Dockers zone. Owen tried to lay one out in front. That one kicked off a skate and brought in by Ben Carlson. Ben Carlson right in front of the goaltender, trying to screen him off, but Pakula saw it, makes the save. Here with 5:29 left to go in a quick-moving first period. So if you're a coach, I mean, you're coaching the JV team here, Coop. How do you keep your kids focused, and how do you think they'll start to arrange lines and give more ice time to some of these other kids here?
So it's really tough because, you know, they're kids, right? You know, they're having fun with their buddies, but definitely just kind of stay on them, you know, make sure if they're still messing up, you know, if they're not running their systems right, you're in their ear about it. But, you know, you got to stay healthy too.
Games to play here.
Yeah.
5:06 left to go, first period. Chi-High in the attacking zone right here. Stepping up is Swoboda. Keeps the zone. Chi-High's got it. And here's Jack Bovey. Bovey rolls from left to right. Goes to the point to Drew. Over to Swoboda. One-timer on net. Bounced off the goaltender and picked up on the half wall right there by Jackson Hoy. Came off the stick of Drew Bovey. Wanted to dangle with it. Just came off his lumber, but Chi-High right in the attack again. Here's a shot taken by Jackson Hoym. And that one right on and deflected by the goaltender into the right wing corner. And this one's going to pop back out to neutral. Drew has got it. Goes to Karsten Rieg. Sweeps it into the zone. Chi-High with the line change. Briar Niblett racing in to the zone. Evan Esslinger is going to be the new D. And he's got it right here. On the near wing, hands off for Ezra Lindstrom. He'll angle that one into the zone. Lindy trying to float the puck in from the high slot, but it ricocheted back up. Here is Niblett. Niblett pushed off the puck, but there's Ezra Lindstrom coming in from behind and took a shot. That one came off the window behind the goaltender and still in the zone. Rolls from right to left into the left corner. And jammed up against the wall is Melick. He'll turn the puck out of the Orr Dockers zone with 3:38 left to go. And Chi-High's got it again. 4-0 Cards here. Goals by Mason Johnson, Ben Carlson, Johnson again, and Isaac Small. Here is Melick. And he carried it out and was going to get hammered and lost the puck. Ben Carlson comes in. And a screamer off the goaltender right there. But cleared out by Ashland's D. And it is Swoboda. Turns, wires one over for Drake Bovey, and the Cards right back on the attack again. Here's Mason Johnson. Laid it back for his defenseman, Caden Swoboda. He lost it. Stick came up just a little bit, so he's got to regroup and pick it up in his own defensive zone. Here is Drake. Looks up the ice, tries a one-touch pass for Mason Johnson just beyond his reach. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 2:49 left to go, first period. Cards up 4-0 here on WOGO from the Chippewa Ice Arena in this regional semifinal. Winner moves on to face Eau Claire North Thursday afternoon. Puck drop scheduled for 5 o'clock at Hobbs. First game of a twi-night doubleheader. Memorial will have the second game as they face the winner of Superior and Toma. That game going on tonight at Westman Arena. By the way, the CFM girls on the road against Western Wisconsin up at Somerset on Thursday. They were practicing here tonight. Looked pretty good. And we wish Tony Menard's team the best here in the postseason, the defending state champions. It's in the left wing corner of the Ashland defensive zone. Peeled off the wall. Centering pass right there, but right onto the stick of Evan Krall for the Ore Dockers. He'll throw one in and come off on the line change. That opens up a big space on the ice. Here is Jack Bovey. Hands back for Jackson Hoyme, and that kind of threw the goaltender Packel off a little bit. Hoyme's shot from neutral ice, but he got back in time to stick that away. Chai Hyde at the Ashland zone. Swept off the stick, and the cards as Jackson Hoyme came in and dumped back in the Chai Hyde zone with a minute and a half left to go, first period, here tonight in this regional semifinal. This is Ezra Lindstrom. Crosses the blue line. Moves into the right wing corner. Lindy's got it. Goes cross ice for Caden Swoboda just beyond his reach. Bounces off the wall. And the Cards have to reset at neutral ice. And now they bring it in. Offsides. 1:10 left to go here in the first period. Cards up 4-0 on Ashland. Final game, unless Chai High can get to that sectional final game here for the Cards at home. We got our first penalty of the night, huh?
Looks like Gabe Cavisto for hooking.
Okay. Like. The forward out of Hurley High. So Chai High, power play. You wouldn't write home about it for this year for Chai High. In fact, it was above 20% at one time. Now 18.3%. Let's see if they can get something cooking on special teams.
That's a good test for Chai High right now.
Yeah. Owen Krista out there. There is Esslinger. And a pass in to Krista. And it got redirected in behind the goaltender, and it's 5-0. I don't know if Owen got that or if it came off another stick out in front.
It's kind of hard to tell.
And it is going to be Owen Krista. Power play goal. Evan Esslinger will get an assist, and Karsten Rieg as well.
I really like the types of goals that Chai High is scoring tonight. You know, it's those kind of more gritty goals. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that's going to carry us because, you know, you're probably not going to score those super pretty goals against a team like North who's so strong defensively.
Yeah.
Or really any team that we're going to play from here on out.
Yeah, I like the unselfishness, too. The players are looking for their teammates, and they're not trying to hog the puck. Or
yeah, that's very, very true.
Get the glory themselves.
You know.
5-0 as we enter the final few seconds of this first period. And Owen Krista with the goal there. Power play goal for Chai High. Owen's 14th of the season. This one lobbed all the way down by the Ore Dockers, and that will be an icing call here. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. At Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at simforkids.com. Simforkids.com. Cards crashing the net here. Jackson Hoyme right out in front of the goaltender, had his face mask into the back of his mask there, and the sophomore goaltender wouldn't give ground, and he'll make the save and hang on. 13.5 seconds left to go, first period. Cards up 5-0 here. And the faceoff in the Ashland zone. Chai High. That's Jackson Hoyme with a shot on net. Save made, kicked into the right wing corner. Ashland tried to clear it out. They couldn't. And here is Hoyme again. Hoyme looks cross ice for Jack Bovey. As the whistle sounds here, the buzzer to end the period. Well, 5-0. That's a good start.
Yeah, that definitely accomplished the third goal that I had, scoring in bunches. You know, obviously, I'd like to see a few more. But what a great start for the Cardinals, especially that first line. They were extremely dominant.
They were. Period. Yeah. All right, shots 21-3 in favor of Chi High, and Bridger really hasn't even been tested here tonight. He's taken a little bit of rubber, but most of it's pretty easy shots.
A couple pretty easy glove saves from quite a ways out. The Cardinal defensemen are doing a good job keeping them wide, but I mean, honestly, they're having a tough time making it through the neutral zone. Our forwards are running an awesome forecheck, and on top of that, you know, once they get the puck in the neutral zone, they get a whole nother round of pressure. So it's really good to see the Cardinals buying into the systems and really doing the right things, even when they're winning.
Yeah, quite a few. Keep discipline here, right?
Absolutely, that's the message. I mean, you know, now that this period's over and we're up, you know, it kind of changes, you know. Your goals kind of change, especially in a playoff game. Look to see third line get a lot more minutes this period. And, you know, because like I said earlier, you got to stay healthy. So it's going to be interesting to see what Coach Parker decides to do, whether he, you know, really puts the gas down and puts this thing away, or if he kind of, you know, maybe has that first line calm it down a little bit and then, you know, lean heavier on the third and even fourth lines.
Yeah, maybe get to some running time here if this thing can continue to go like it has been here today.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, as I said, it's the playoffs, so anything can happen.
Yeah.
So you don't want to take it for granted, but right now it's looking like the Cardinals are going to run away with this one.
5-0, our score in this regional semifinal. Just one period in the book so far here on WOGO. We'll head into the stands and hear from Landon Tease in just a little bit here. Chi High up 5-0. Again, the shot's 21-3 in favor of the Cards after one period. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Love 3-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third shift CNC machinists with a 4-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get 3-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Cards playoff hockey here tonight at home, the regional semifinal, and Chi-High up 5-0 after one period here, out shooting Ashland 21-3. They've had it very few times in our zone, for that matter. So looking good so far, two periods to play. Well, let's get downstairs. Landon Tease has joined us this season from the student section. Landon, what do you have?
Thanks, Greg. I'm over here on the other side of the ice. It's a frat out tonight, so everybody's got their backwards hats and khakis on. Over in the student section, pretty good turnout tonight for the playoff game. About 40 to 50 students here in the stands, so it's great to see that. But, you know, I found Bella Murray, and, you know, Bella, you're a middle blocker on the sectional champion of our volleyball team this year, or regional, excuse me. But so you're in the playoffs this year, so what's going through the heads of these guys as we head into the playoffs and make a run?
Well, I'd imagine it's pretty exciting for them. Usually playoffs are really hype and they're just really fun, so hopefully the boys are out there playing their best and doing everything they can to get the dub tonight.
And so who's gonna have to be the key player as we go through the playoffs and as we try to make a run and beat some of these big teams and like top in the state and Hudson and Memorial?
I think it's going to be really important that Owen and Drake are step up and be the leaders for the team, being that they're the upperclassmen. And I think making sure that they just are strong leaders and guiding the team, I think that's going to be really beneficial for the boys.
And so, you know, if we win tonight, which so far it's looking pretty good, not to make any assumptions, but are you going to be going on the road at North on Thursday this week?
Of course I will. It's going to be a really exciting game to witness, and I think it'll be really fun.
All right. I'll send it back up to you, Greg. If we win tonight, that game on Thursday is going to be very fun for the students, and it's going to be a great turnout, I think.
Yeah, student section's been terrific all year. So thanks, Landon. We'll catch up with you in the next intermission. Landon Tease for Chi-High student section there, and the Cards trying to stamp their ticket here, punch their ticket for Thursday afternoon against Eau Claire North. That would be a 5 o'clock puck drop, 4:40 for Cardinal Countdown, the first of a double dip there that night. Eau Claire Memorial will take on the winner of Superior and Toma and Coop. You know, there are a lot of teams in this section. It's really, I think, the toughest section in the state, and you got 1, 2, 3 top teams in the state in Hudson, Memorial, and North. Then you throw in Stevens Point. You got Wausau West, a Superior team. You got 12, 13 seniors on that team, or maybe even more. And don't, you know, look by Chi-High, because this Cards team can beat just about any team. It's toughest, one of the toughest schedules in the state. So this is really quite the playoff section here, the section one.
Oh my gosh, I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know, and I feel like the difference between the best team and the, you know, worst team really isn't that much, you know. I mean, obviously Hudson is phenomenal, but we've given them games every time we played them this year, I feel like. So whoever comes out of this section is going to have a good chance to win the tournament, because they're going through the gauntlet.
Yeah.
I mean, it is for sure the toughest section in the state. You know, and that Stevens Point team, I feel like they get overlooked. They're incredible.
They are.
I mean, they move the puck so well.
Right. We saw them here in Chippewa a few weeks ago.
So. Yeah, they play a lot like Hudson plays.
Yep.
I mean, I think that they're a team to definitely, honestly, when I think of like a sleeper team, I think of them and I think of us.
Yeah, they're playing Barron tonight. The other teams in action in this section, D.C. Everest is at Wisconsin Rapids. D.C. number 9, Rapids number 8. Stevens Point, by the way, the 5th seed against 12-seeded Barron. And then Wausau West is at home at Marathon Park tonight against the Merrill team. And West, number 4 seed, and Merrill is the 13 seed. So Chi-High in the bottom bracket of this, section 1, playing tonight. And like I said, Superior and Toma, the other game going on here tonight, Memorial and North, both with byes here this evening. Well, a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online to WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. a message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping education in sports. Just a few minutes away from puck drop to start the second. Cards up 5-0 in the regional semifinal against the Ashland Ore Dockers tonight on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Say you need a prescription filled. You could go out and get it yourself, but that means digging out your hat, glove, scarf, and coat. Finding that leftover snow in your boots. Scraping your windshield enough to see through. And getting out of your neighborhood. And your reward for all that is standing in line at the big box pharmacy. You could do all that just to get your prescription. Or you could call the medicine shop and take advantage of their free local delivery. The medicine shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Greg and Cooper here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, along with Landon Tease and Ezra Van Dyke, the Flying Dutchman, back in our WOGO studios, keeping us on the air tonight. Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today. They serve all of western Wisconsin. If you need anything glass-related, new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Ashland, the first team out of the locker room. Here comes Chai Hive. Goaltenders will swap spots on the ice. So far, a pretty easy night for Bridger Fitchmer, the All-State goaltender, only facing three Ore Docker shots. Meanwhile, the Cards have launched 21 pucks on sophomore Connor Pakula here tonight. And Chai's got to feel pretty confident coming into the second period, but trying to keep the pedal to the metal here in the second period for sure. So what do you think, Scott, going through Scott Parker's mind, if Cards can bury a few here early on, maybe getting that third line and some fourth line kids out there?
Yeah, I think he'll definitely keep the pedal to the floor here for a little bit. But if, you know, it keeps trending in the direction that it has been, definitely look to see him kind of resting those first and second lines a little bit more. But, you know, I don't know exactly, but I'd have to guess he'd want to get to 8 or 9 goals for that happening.
All right, here we go. Dave Pestel directing traffic out there, the referee. And there's the drop of the puck. Chai Hive will throw it into the Ashland zone. Picked off by the Ore Dockers into the corner. They try to throw it up the wall on the far side. Now they clear it out. Here's Cody Lustig. Lustig hands off on the near side for Ty Gilbertson on that first line. Angles went off the boards. This is going to be hauled in behind the cage by Bridger. Drops it back for his D. And Ashland controls in their own zone. Tipped ahead right there. And into the Card zone. Tracked down by Ben Carlson. He'll move in behind his tender. Off to the left. And then the intercept there. On the point by Nolan Melick.
Let's go.
For the Ore Dockers, and sends one in on Bridger. He had a clear view of it, so he hauls it in. No rebound given up. 16-18 left here in this second period. Faceoff is going to come on the right wing circle in the Card zone. And Jack Bowie taking the draw for the Cards. This one comes back to the point. Tossed ahead there off the defenseman Melick. That one hits some bodies out in front and ricochets into the right wing corner. Swoboda's got it, leads the Cards out of their zone. And here's a handoff for Jack Bowie. pitches it on the right side for Drew Bobey. Drew couldn't handle it, and Jack comes in to help him out. Now it slips aside, and on the half wall in the Ashland zone, Cards with the intercept. They throw it in. That's Drake Bobey. Comes onto the near wing post, but the goaltender, Pakula, has got his pads right up against that. Wouldn't give an inch. And this one comes back out to neutral ice. Here is Ashland. Long lead pass right there, just beyond the reach of the forward. And that is an icing call here against the Oradockers. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support Chi High Hockey and local athletics. Here's a face-off in the Oradockers zone. Clean win. Small picks it up, looking for another goal. And shoots a wrist shot over the crossbar. Came hard off the window. Into the left wing corner, 15-20 and counting left to go, second period. And still caught up in the Ashland zone. Cards back roll here out to neutral ice. Dump it in. And then they work the forecheck. Breyer Niblett, right wing corner, trying to get to the puck. It's into the corner in the Ashland zone. Scramble for it right there. This is Jackson LeMay, his second shift out there. Centering pass from behind the cage by Niblett. And that one beyond the reach of Small and pitched back out by the Oradockers. Picked up there by Reig, and he'll lob one into the right wing corner and rolls from right to left. 14:40 left to go, second period. Ashland into the attacking zone here. Picked up by Muncher. Muncher carried it off to the wall on the far side, then tried a centering pass. That was read by Chi High, and the Cards have it right now. They'll work it up on the near wing wall. Tipped aside as they got to the Ashland zone, and this one's going to roll all the way back to the Chi High into the ice. Angled off the wall, and here's Chi High. Tic-tac-toe, here comes Ben Carlson, and that one is corralled by the goaltender, Pakula. Carlson came in, launched a hard shot right on the Ashland tender. 14:08 left to go, second period.
Already starting to see a couple different faces for Chi High. Jackson LeMay is seeing some time now, so that's good that they're kind of mixing those guys in here.
Owen Krista with a shot. Went just wide of the cage. And Mason Johnson rubbed on the wall, but Krista comes in to help out. Here's Johnson back to the point. Drake has got it. To Swoboda, steps in a few feet, and that one fouled the back of the cage.
Once again,
Swoboda, right there. Well, that's good for the number 22, who's played some JV hockey this year as well.
Oh, what a story he has been. He went from a full-time JV to a starting varsity player.
Isn't that something?
And he has been one of our most productive defense since he's done it. I mean, just another example, you know, what a great shot there.
3:11 of the second period. You could just kind of see it from our angle. You could see it find the roof of the net there from Caden. Swoboda with the goal, his first goal, first varsity goal right there for Caden to go along with three assists. So that puck went to the Chi High bench for Caden right there. Momento. Here is Ashton, 6-0 now. And that one steered aside by Bridger off a soft shot from center. Drake Bobey's get an assist on that. 3:11 of the second period on Swoboda's goal. And threaded the needle on that one. 13:24 left to go, second period. 6-0, Chi High. Getting close to that running time here. Here's a pass tossed ahead, intended for Drew Bobey. Tipped off a stick, but hauled in there by Jackson Hoym. And the Cards have it at the point. One-timer on net. Goaltender came out to meet it. Pakula angles that one into the corner. And here comes Ashland out of their own defensive zone. It is Parker Pisco into the zone. Angled off to the left side. And Chi High clears it out to neutral ice. A scramble for it right beneath us here. And Sean Albrecht went down hard. One of the referees here tonight got spun around a little bit. And the puck floats out of play here. There's a stoppage.
Good to see he's okay. That was a pretty big digger
it
there.
It was.
He's got a smile on his face.
Ref's got to be tough, too, here in this game. Face off at the dot outside the Chi High zone. Clean win there for Ashland. They'll carry it into the Cards' defensive zone. And Cody Lustig has got it for Ashland. There's a shot on net. That was the toughest of the night for the Oradockers. Lustig with the shot and Bridger with the save. And Chi High back at the other end of the ice. And this one deflects up and out of play here.
That was the first good chance they've had all night, as you said. And that was Chi High just not moving off the faceoff, you know. Something that we cannot do is get caught making bad habits and lazy plays. So hopefully that is just a one-time thing.
11:45 left to go here in the second period, and I think they have gone to running time here, haven't they?
Yep, 6-0.
6-0 lead. Hasn't happened very often for Chi High this year, but we'll take it. And here's a one-timer right on there. The shot from Breyer Niblett, and Pakula the save. Ricocheted into the right wing corner, and Ashland's got it right now. They pick it up, they wing it up, but came off the exit pass, came right off Isaac Small, and he tossed it right back in the left wing corner. Swoboda again looking for another goal, his second career goal. That one thumped off the pads of Pakula, and then he jumps on it and hangs on. The 11 minutes and counting left to go, second period. Cards up 6-0. With the goal from Swoboda here in the second.
You got three new faces on the ice right now.
Post is out there.
Post, Gibbs, and Isaac Benish. Okay. First shift of the game.
And Reed Post with a shot. Swallowed up there by Pakula.
Great play off the faceoff right there.
Yeah, I'll say. Draw right back to Reed and the one-timer on net. Here we'll do it again. Jackson LeMay out there to take the draw. Post right behind him. And a miscue on the drop here, so they'll do it again. Have our post-class mirror post-game show. And the Holly Bobby names you know stats recap. That'll be challenging here tonight, the way we're scoring. 6 goals already. 10 minutes left to go, second period. As the puck drops into the left wing corner in the Ashland zone. Oradockers pick it up. Here's Trout. The junior Trout tried to bring it off to his left, and Ashland finally clears the zone out to neutral. There's a tip off the stick of Franchi, but he picks up the loose change and wings it into the left wing corner. Chased down there by Swoboda and works it around from left to right inside the Chi High zone. Cards getting back on it. A little traffic jam there for Chi High, but Reed Post backhands it out of the zone and picks up the loose puck himself. Reed into the zone, and a shot on net right into the big 33 of the goaltender Connor Pakula. And he hangs on to that for the save as time continues to run down. And running time 9:09 left to go here in the second period. Chi High looks as if they're going to be on their way to Hobbs on Thursday afternoon to take out Eau Claire North. Airtime for Cardinal Countdown before 40 Thursday afternoon in the sectional semifinal. Here's Chi High in the attack again. And where is it? The goaltender, Pakula, didn't know where it was. Came off the stick of Mason Johnson. He's had a big night. Mason with a couple of goals and an assist. Looking for the hat trick, but somehow the goaltender found it just before he crossed the line. And we'll have the face-off in the Ashland zone. Shots 30-6 in favor of Chi High. 8:22 left to go, second period, as it's angled off the draw into the left-wing corner, and the Cards on the attack right here. One-timer from Johnson, and that one off the side of the cage. Came right back to him. Hands off to Owen Krista. Owen had it for a moment, then lost it. Tracks it down on the wall. Comes it back to Karsten Rieg. Rieger teed one up, went wide, but Chi High still controlling inside the zone. There is Carlson down there, Mason Johnson too, with 7:50 left to go in the period. And who's going to peel it off the dasher? That was Esslinger. Now it comes over to Owen Krista. Tries to walk it in, and backhand a shot right at the post, but came off the steel and all the way back out to neutral ice, and an offsides call right here against Ashland as the Cards coughed it up. And Ashland had a chance, but they had a guy inside the zone a little early.
That's the kind of play we need to avoid making,
yeah,
just because
the
we're
one up. Mistake so far here tonight.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And that's, you know, I know Bridge won't do that.
No.
You know, Bridge is a very, very good goaltender. I think he was just maybe getting a little bored down there.
Yeah, I would imagine. Only six shots all night on it. And a healthy lead here, 6-0. Chi High has got it. Wings it into the zone, and it's Drew Bovey along the inboards here. And Jack Bovey's got it right here. Jack gives it up for Jackson Hoyt. Comes in and finds the twine for a 7-0 lead. And the Cards have put seven up on Ashland with that goal right here. 6:43 left to go in the period.
What a shot from Hoym there.
Jackson
in the slot.
Hoyt.
Jackson,
yeah.
Hoym, just an absolute laser beam to the top right corner. And that's tough for any goalie to stop.
10:17, time of the goal here in the second. Jackson Hoym with the goal, his ninth of the season. And it's 7-0. Cards coming off a 12-0 win here at home on senior night against River Falls. And maybe on their way to that kind of game here tonight. 7-0 right now with 6.25 left to go. Second period as it swept back in the Chi High zone. Ashland trying to get any offense going here. Seems like it breaks down as they get to the blue line. Cards have done a good job in the neutral zone here tonight, not giving Ashland any time to really get organized coming in to the zone. Chi High brings it off to the right. Here is Brian Hiblett. Hiblett comes in, a drop pass right there for Small. Small had his stick tied up for a moment. Still got something on the goaltender. Akala with the save, and it's cleared by the Oradockers D. Here's Jackson Boland. And he'll wing it up the ice for Lindstrom. Lindy's in. And here is Jackson LeMay. Got pinned up on the dasher as the puck sprung loose and tracked down there by Karsten Rieg. Rieg will backhand it along the goal line. And D to D, and here comes Jackson LeMay into the zone. LeMay works off to his right. Backhand try of the goaltender. Akala made the save. Gave it for his D, but they couldn't clear. And this one's going to ricochet out of play with 5:13 on the running clock left here in the second. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Quick game here, 4:48 left to go. We're in running time, but been in running time since early in the second period. Cards up 7-0, shots 33-6 in favor of Chi High. And Chi High wins the draw, goes D to D. Karsten Rieg will offload into the right wing corner. 4:29 left to go. Scramble for it right there. Reed post right in the middle of the action. And Ashland worked it off the boards but couldn't clear. And a scrum right along the half wall in the Oradockers zone. This one came back for Evan Esslinger. Mounted shot. That one came off the goaltender. High ricochet off the window. And Reed Post has got it for Chi High. Centering pass right there. Came through the traffic. Esslinger's going to step up. Evan with the shot. Did it go in? It found a narrow window. I think underneath the arm of the goaltender, Pakula. And Evan Esslinger is in the books here tonight. Good for him.
It's another first varsity goal.
Yeah, that's right.
Two of them tonight.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. I'm sure the guys are really happy. I can hear them down there. And Evan's a great kid, so that's awesome to see.
Evan Esslinger with the goal right there for Chi High at 14:05. Of this second period. There you go. Way to go, Evan.
That was a nice shot, too. Short side, beat him.
Exactly. I don't know how he found an open window in there. The goaltender looked like he was hugging the steel. Right along the post, here is Owen Krista with a chance. Owen then tied up. Esslinger with the goal. And Gibbs is going to get an assist. Reed Gibbs. And Esslinger with the goal, 14:05 of the period. And this one comes off tackle. The goaltender hits some twine behind him. And that will draw the whistle right here. So we have Evan Esslinger with the goal here tonight. Caden Swoboda, first varsity goal. Those are going to go back to the locker room.
Oh, they'll remember those ones forever.
Yeah. How about your first goal? Who'd you score it against?
I was a freshman. I scored against Shawamigan.
Okay.
Just on the north end of the rink down here. It was the second period.
You even know the spot you were in, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
It was the 11th goal of the day, but we don't need to talk about
that. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's the deciding goal right there. 2:55 left to go, second period. Cards up 8 to zip here and looking for more. And here's a shot by Jack, and he took a shot to the shoulder as the goaltender Packle makes the save right there. Took a big hit from Ty Obi. Paid the price, but he's okay. 2:35 left to go here in the second period on WOGO Halley Eau Claire. Chippewa Falls will be down at Eau Claire against the Huskies in the sectional semis on Thursday afternoon. 4:40 Cardinal countdown, 5 o'clock puck drop. Eau Claire Memorial will have the evening game against the winner of Superior and Toma. But we'll start things out at Hobbs Thursday afternoon. Here is Small with the draw. Gets it back for Lindy. Took a shot, deflected away, and it comes back out to neutral ice. Tracked down there by Small and turns and rips a dumping pass into the zone with a minute 50 left to go here in the second period. And this one lifted high. It'll be dropped on the glove by Cody Lustig for Ashland. Ordockers come into the zone. Here's Obi. Obi wheels and deals, their top scorer. He's got 30 goals in the season. And this one comes back to the point. Chai High's got it right here. Small's trying to split the D. Small's racing down the ice. And backhands one. His second goal of the night. Beautiful goal there as he went coast to coast. Isaac Small with the score. And it's 9-0, Chai High.
He turned on the Jets for that one.
He
Greg.
Sure did.
He had an opponent's stick hanging out of his breezers for half of it.
Wow.
And a great backhand shot.
15:32. For number 10, his second of the night. Wow. That was just all Isaac Small. I mean, he just would not be denied on that one. And that was at 15:32. Unassisted goal. And it's 9-0, Chai High. As the Ordockers bring it in, the rub on Zaleski as he came in. That pushed him off the puck. We go down to a minute left to go, second period. And the Cards have it in their own zone. Here is Reed Post. Where is it? Reed couldn't find it. He was caught between his skates and coughed it up. And this one's going to go back to the point for Ashland. There's a shot on net. Rebound try. And Bridger was trying to sweep that out of the air. It went wide of the cage. Best chance of the night for the Ordockers. They had a shot from the point. And a rebound try right there. And Chai High finally brings it out. Here's Reed Post into the zone. Reed gets some help from Jackson LeMay and then waited for him to screen off the goaltender. Shot the puck, but Bacala found it as it came through the air with 20 seconds left to go. We may not get another faceoff in running time here before the end of the period. 9-0 Chai High as we wind it down to the closing seconds of this second period. And they do drop. They got one away. Reed Post has got it for a moment for the Cards. And now it's skipped out to neutral ice. And that will do it for the period. 9-0. Oh, it was 5-0 after once. We tacked on four more here. And Chai High's getting some guys that haven't usually gotten any ice time here, very much of it. And they're getting some ice time here in the second. So some of the first and second line players sitting a little bit more here in the second period.
That's good to see. You know, these guys have done a great job, working really hard all year, and it's nice to see them get some time in the playoffs. And also, you know, they've been playing well. I think it was on I want to say it was Swoboda's goal. No, it would have been Esslinger's goal. We had the fourth line out there, you know. And they created that goal by working hard down low. So hopefully they'll get some more time here in this next period, and I'm sure they will.
Yeah, and it could be inspiring for their upper-class teammates as well. You know, when they're going out there getting their first goals of their career, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and everyone loves to see it, the coaches included. So hopefully that continues, and, you know, I really think Chi High did a good job staying focused that period.
Yeah. 38-7 shots in favor of Chi High, 9-0 the score in the regional semifinals. Cards on their way to Thursday afternoon's sectional semifinal against the Eau Claire North Huskies. Maybe I should say that's the regional final. I think that's the regional final, if I'm not mistaken. I've been saying sectional semis, regional final Thursday afternoon. Anyway, postseason against the Huskies here on WOGO on Thursday afternoon. Again, 9-0. Cards up on Ashland here in the WIAA playoffs. And we will continue just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Good Cards with a convincing 9-0 lead over Ashland in this WIA regional game here tonight after two periods. We've been in running time since early in the second period, and shots 38-7 in favor of the hometown Cards. And let's go across here. Landon Tees is mixed up in the student section again. What do you have, Landon?
Thanks, Greg. I'm over here on the other side of the ice once again. Cards are looking great here as we just ended the second period 9-0. But I found Jada Curtis over here in the student section. And, you know, Jada, today was the last, could be the one of the last home games. You know, on home games, all the boys dress up. They got their suits and ties on. But my question, who do you think dresses the best on game day?
Oh, it's pretty tight. I don't know. Drake and Bridger, they're pretty close because Bridger, he popped out with the scarf. Drake's got the chain with the turtleneck. I don't know. Bridger might be a little higher, but I don't know.
And so you've been to a lot of games this year. The Cardinals ended up with 13-10-1 this season, so, you know, average. So, but what's the best game you think that they played this season?
I'm going to have to go with the North game at home. There was a lot of people here. It was a nice game, a lot of chirping. Don't really like North, but it was really nice to beat them.
Yeah, I gotta ask the fan favorite question here. If you were laced up the skates, grabbed a stick, and never played hockey yourself, Jada?
Oh, yeah. Shout out Bella Murray. We go to the ODR. We pop up some goals, some Genos. Pretty good.
All right. Thanks, Jada. I'll toss it back up to you, Greg. It's looking like we'll be headed north on Thursday.
You bet. See you there for sure. All right. Landon Tees downstairs in the student section here tonight. Chai High with a comfortable 9-0 lead. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chai High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global, right up here in the industrial park at Chippewa Falls. Berry Global. All right, we'll take another break. Come back just moments away from puck drop as we head towards the third. Chai High trying to seal the deal here tonight against the Ashland Ore Dockers in the 22 playoffs. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chai High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Say you need a prescription filled. You could go out and get it yourself, but that means digging out your hat, glove, scarf, and coat. Finding that leftover snow in your boots. Scraping your windshield enough to see through. And getting out of your neighborhood. And your reward for all that is standing in line at the big box pharmacy. You could do all that just to get your prescription. Or you could call the Medicine Shop and take advantage of their free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Cards pretty much punched their ticket tonight against Ashland for the next round of the playoffs Thursday afternoon against Eau Claire North. A comfortable 9-0 lead. They led it 5-0 after one and tacked on four more here in the second. The other bracket here in this Section 1 playing tonight has got Superior hosting the Toma Sparta team, and last score ahead was Spartans up 1-0. They outshot Toma Sparta 15-4 in the first. Drew Nelson with the goal for the Spartans, and they're in a close one. No running time up there at Westman Arena, but here we've been in running time since early in the second period, and saw some kids get their first career goals. Guys that hadn't had a ton of ice time, get a lot more in the second period, and I would imagine we'll see more of that in the third, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if it keeps going this way, they'll see more and more as the period goes on. You know, trying to let those first and second line guys get a little rest going into Thursday. You know, personally, I don't really see the need for them to see a bunch of minutes this period.
Yeah.
That includes the defense. You know, we have a deep bench. We may as well use it in a game like this and, you know, kind of prevent injuries too, you know.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Just such a big thing right now.
So you think the first line might get an opening shift here in the period or
yeah,
something
we'll,
like
we'll
that?
See but I would think maybe not.
Okay.
But you know, we'll see how Parker wants to go about this. You know, it is playoffs, there's not much time left, so you kind of, your philosophy is different
sure
than it would be in a regular season.
Yeah. All right, Guards up 9-0 on the Ore Dockers here tonight. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. That's right, your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. It's lakeland.edu. We'll catch up with Coach Parker on the post-game show and get his thoughts about this game here tonight and look ahead to Eau Claire North Thursday afternoon. Ashland out of the ice. Here comes Chai High. Karsten Rieg, first guy out there, enjoying spinning around a little bit. Evan Esslinger follows him. Guards trying to stay focused in a rout here tonight of Ashland leading in shots 38-7. Although in that second period, a couple of flurries on Bridger that were a little bit shaky there, but so far no goals. And we got a new goaltender for Ashland here. Let's see, number 42, and that is Michael Haas. Michael Haas is a 5'9 sophomore from Washburn High School, and he'll get the call here, the third, for head coach Daryl Penner. And that will be the night for Connor Pakula. And here we go, third period. And this one spun off to the left and up and out of play off the stick of Ashland's Nolan Melick. Running time here in the third. And the Cards up 9-0. Face off at the dot outside the Ore Dockers zone. Swept back to the D by Jack. Here is Karsten Rieg. Gives it right back to Jack Bovey. Jack sails off into the right wing corner, and the Cards are in the zone. Here is Karsten Rieg. Low shot right on the ice, wide of the cage, bounced off the inboards. Drew Bovey's on it. And here is Jackson Hoy. Dances in the zone, then loses the puck, and this is going to be cleared right on net by the Ore Dockers. Eighth shot of the night by Ashland. Here come the Cards. Evan Esslinger tosses it ahead. Off Hoym's stick. Kicks around inside the zone and picked up by the Ore Dockers. Here is Zaleski. comes into the zone, got to the top of the wheels, then lost the puck, and Evan Esslinger, who got his first career goal tonight, has got it in the corner in the Cards zone. Cards trying to clear. They can't do it. Centering pass by the Oerdockers off a half wall on the far side. And Chi High finally picks it up. Big night for Small. Small with a shot. And the puck, did it go in? I don't think it did. Haas made the stop, and everybody stopped. Cards players stopped because they thought it went in. And I didn't think it did. And the official, Jay Dupree, had the washout sign as well. That was kind of weird.
I think it just got stuck underneath him, but he never had control of it. It was actually a loose puck still, and they blew the whistle.
Yeah. I don't think they knew where it was. Nobody knew where it was for a moment there. Face off in the Oerdocker zone. Ezra Lindstrom was on it, but then gave up the puck, and a clearing pass all the way down by the Oerdockers here. 15-20, we're in running time here in the third period. Chi High up 9-0. First line came out, just buried the puck. Mason Johnson with a couple of goals. Ben Carlson had a goal early on. And the Cards just took control in the first few minutes of this game. It's on the wall just underneath us at neutral ice. Drake Bovee will offload into the zone. And Ashland's got it in the right wing corner. This one glanced off the glass and up and out of the neutral ice and tracked down there by Small. Small gives it up to Jackson Bolin and wired a shot. That one ricocheted up and out of play here with 14:35 left to go. Here's some guys gotten significant playing time here, especially from the second period on. Reed Post out there, Jackson LeMay, and Reed Gibbs on this wing. And here is Jackson LeMay. He's got it, wheels into the corner. Gibbs was at the low hash marks, had a chance but couldn't reach the puck, and this one comes in back of the goaltender, Haas, who came in out of the bullpen in the third period here for the Oerdockers. Cards still control inside the zone, and now Ashland with the takeaway, and here comes Ty Obie, their top scorer with 30 goals this season. Obie pushed to the wall, tried to make a centering pass, couldn't get it there. And it's in the corner and picked up by LeMay. LeMay skirts the check and hands off, and the Cards clear it out to neutral ice. Just ahead of Reed Post, he's going to spin off on the line change. And the Cards get some fresh bodies on the ice, including Jackson Hoym in the zone right now, along with Drew Bovee. Drew tried the pick inside the zone, couldn't reach it in time, and it's back to the Chi High into the ice. Here's a long pass ahead, and Drew Bovey's got it. Bovee comes in, launches a shot at Haas, and the goaltender comes out to meet him, cuts him off, and makes the save as we tick it down under 13 minutes to play here in a fast-moving third period. Face-off is going to come in the Ashland zone. Left wheel comes back to Evan Esslinger. Feathers a pass in, intended for Drew Bovee. And this one skips into the right wing corner from the left side. Jackson Hoym on the forecheck right there. And the puck is in the corner in the zone. Now back to the point. Rieg, Karsten Rieg, gives it up for Esslinger. And comes right back to Rieg. And where's the puck? It bounces loose and out to neutral ice. And the Cards hit the reset button here. This is Drew Bovee. Spins away from the pressure. Back to Evan Esslinger. Back to Bovee. Bovee in the corner now. Drew has got it. He has checked off the puck, but centering pass right there, and this one's going to come around to the near point. Cards holding the zone for a long time. Karsten Rieg steps up, keeps the zone right there, and it drops in right along the goal line. Bovee has got it. Here is Drew, spins away from the pressure. Spins again, dropped on the check, comes back to Rieg. Rieg goes to the slot, one-timer on net, and a rebound right there. Trying to scrape it up as Jackson Hoym couldn't find it, but it's still inside the zone. Cards have been in the zone here for, well, 2 minutes or more. Wheeling and dealing as Jackson Hoym, he's going to go off on the line change, but he still held the zone and danced right along the blue line, and finally it's back out to neutral here for Karsten Rieg. Rieg stops, waits for some help, gets it from Ezra Lindstrom, and he is in the zone. So the Cards just moments out at neutral, and they're right back at it again. Lindy's got it. Still on the forehand, and right back for Swoboda, who's got a goal here tonight. Tarig loads one up, and this one ricochets out of play as it hits the rafters. Taking it down to 11:02 left to go in the third period. Well, Culver's has fresh custard for you every day. Try that flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Alley, of our hockey sponsors this year. Guards with the draw in the Ashland zone on the half wall. Scrum right there. Isaac Small in for Chi High. Lindy is there as well. And finally, Ashland clears it out to neutral ice. They're starting to come in on an odd man rush, and a shot on net, and Bridger with the save to keep the shutout going. Ashland had a chance. Cards defense broke down there a little bit, and here is Lindstrom trying to race in behind the Ordockers D. Got down in the corner and then was checked off the puck, and this one ricochets right out to neutral ice again. Swoboda drops it in left to right. Cards keeping some fresh legs out there. Gibbs is back out that line, but Post and Jackson LeMay, here he comes. And Post has got it. Post dropped it into the corner in the Ashland zone. Now it pops loose and off the wall from Ty Gilbertson as he backhanded it out to center ice. 9:40 remaining here in this game. Cards up 9-0. In this regional game, and here is Ashland. Crosses the line into Chi High territory. Cards with the pick, and here comes Isaac Benish. Benish with a shot hard. Screamer right there that went wide of the cage. And LeMay has got it for Chi High. LeMay between a couple of Ashland players. They tried to go out to the point, but that was between the D, and it went all the way down the ice. And Bridger Fixmer is going to haul it in right there. 9 minutes remaining here in the third period. Ashland with the intercept high in the zone. It's dumped in by Cavisto. Ricocheted off a skate and just went wide of the cage in the Cards' defensive zone. 8:48 left to go. Ashland tried to put a forecheck on right here, and the puck popped loose, and Ordockers had a chance as they swept it toward the net. But it went wide with 8:35 left to go here. Shots 42-9 in favor of the Cards, and they lead it 9-0 as it comes back out to neutral ice again. Ashland D playing catch here, and it goes back on the right wing side for Viscosel, and Ashland now sees the breakout break down in their own zone. Chi High's got it. Here is Lindstrom with a chance. And right on the doorstep is Small. And did that go in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Isaac Small might get it. We'll see if Lindy or Small got that one. 10-2 and 24. So Small with a big night here tonight, too. He's got the hat trick.
Chi High just seeing production from all their lines right now. They're only running three, but it seems like the first line is done for the night.
8:58 of the third period. Small with the goal right there. And that's his, he got 6, 7, and 8 of the season here. That's his 8th of the season. Number 10, productive night here. Isaac Small, and this one comes back to the point. It's Trout for Ashland with a quick shot off the blocker. Now Bridger and up and out of play here.
Bridger's staying locked in. He hasn't seen many shots, but he's faced a couple of pretty tough chances, and he's shut all of them down.
Yep. Well, he's got the zero on the board. He wants to preserve that, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Hats off to him.
7:15 left to go. Cards up 10-0. In this regional WIA playoff game. Thursday afternoon, we'll be on the air at 4:40. It's actually a Chi High doubleheader. We got buckets for you, Mark Halverson. He's got the call for Chi High basketball on Thursday night at home against Eau Claire Memorial Boys Buckets. So that will follow our game. We'll pick it up in progress right after our our hockey playoff game at Hobbs against Eau Claire North. Again, 4:40 for Cardinal Countdown on Thursday afternoon. Early game. If you can do it, get off work and come down and take that one in. Should be a great one. Eau Claire North and Chi High.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like every game is close. And yeah. I'm sure they'll bring the, you know, the traveling trophy there, too.
Oh, absolutely. The lunchbox.
Yeah. Yeah. 6:15 and counting left to go. Third period here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's been all Chi High. 5 goals in the first. 4 more in the second. 1 here in the third. I think that adds up to 10. And here is Drake with a shot. All that tied up. The goaltender, Haas, he didn't know where it was and got a touch of a stick in front of him. He just barely made the save there. 5:49 left to go as it floats back in the Chi High zone. Here is Drake right now on the near wing. Leads the pack out of the defensive zone. Hands off to Lindy and had a stick kicked out of his hands. And the puck still in the Ashland zone on the half wall on the far side. Peeled off here by Small. He's got 3 goals here tonight. Turns, lays one down for Briar Niblett on a one-timer right off the goal line. That one went through the paint into the right wing corner. And still in the zone, now it pops loose. Jackson Bolin retreats, picks it up, and now it pops out of play here with 5 minutes left to go in the third stanza. Running time since early in the second, as the Cards are going to pick up a win in their first game here in the postseason. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews are every Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Mason Company's corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls. You can apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. It's masoncompaniesinc.com. Back in the Ashland zone. Take it down to 4 1/4 left to go in this one. And tipped on the wall by Jackson LeMay. Haven't seen the first line here in the third period. They're going to sit the rest of the game. And the bulk of the time has been this line of LeMay and Reed Post and Reed Gibbs and Post on this line. And they're out there right now. Here is Ashland. Long pass ahead just beyond the stretch of Evan Crawl. And that'll be an icing call right here. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/wogo. cbosm.com/WOGO. Here is Esslinger. Wheels from the point. That one in on the goaltender. Haas, he made the save off the right steel, off the right post there. And it's still caught up in the Ashland zone. And the Cards go back to neutral to pick it up. Smalls on the back check here. Disrupted the flow for Ashland. Here's a pass that ricocheted off a player to the corner. And Chi High will turn it back the other direction. Evan Esslinger is going to jump right in. Evan with a goal. And number 24 has got his second on the night. How about that one, huh?
Well, he looked like a forward there, Greg. That was a really nice center drive, and he was just able to tuck it in there. I mean, I'm pretty impressed by that move.
Yeah. Wow. Evan Esslinger, number 24. He says, put me up on forward, coach. Unassisted goal for Evan here in the third. 14-13 of the third period. And Evan Esslinger, big night for him.
Good
first
for
and second goals of his career here. And here is LeMay with a chance and kicked out by Haas at the last second. 2:25 left to go, third period. 11-0, Chi High. Back to the point. There's a shot taken by Bolin, or pardon me, by Swoboda. and cleared by Ashland all the way down. So this must remind you of that senior night home game against River Falls a bit.
Oh, it's a very similar game. Although I think Chi-High is playing better tonight than they did then. I think they're running their systems much more smoothly than that game.
LeMay in the corner for Chi-High. Took the hard hit check right there. Still fought through it. Reed Post has got it. Hands it back to the point. One-timer there by Jackson Boland.
Oh, man.
Into the corner, and did that one go in?
It did.
Oh, Jackson LeMay. And also down there was Caden Swoboda.
I think Isaac Benish actually got the goal on that one.
Okay, let's find out. Yeah, Benish with the goal. I'm running out of room on the stat sheet here. Wow.
Reed Gibbs with his second assist of the night, I believe.
Third period. Minute 37 left to go here in the third. So that was 13 of the third. Reed Gibbs the assist. Benish with the goal for Chi-High. Yeah, I think that's Isaac's second goal of the season.
Second goal. He scored against Menominee.
Second goal of the season. As we take it down to a minute left to go in this one, have our post-game show coming up. And I don't know if I'm going to make it through the Names You Know stats recap. I'm going to need a mathematician for that one. 55 seconds left to go. Here's a shot by Reed Post. Haas with the kick save into the corner right there. Good job by number 14. Comes back to the point. Swoboda keeps the zone. And Jackson LeMay has got it for Chi-High. In the right elbow here. 37 seconds left to go. Battling. Cards players lead it 12-0. They're still battling down there. Here's Post looking for a goal. Turned and ripped one toward the net. And a backhand try right there by Reed Gibbs. And this one's going to pop right back out to neutral ice. And the goaltender took a shot from neutral there and cups it in his glove and hands off for his D. Down to 12 seconds left to go in the game. 12-0. Chi-High up by a dozen here. And that will do it as time runs out. No face-offs going to be attempted right here. And a 12-0 win for Chi-High. Here over Ashland, shots, final shot total 50-11, and only one penalty in the game. Chi-High did get a power play goal here tonight,
yep,
too.
But I'd just like to, talk about Ashland here a little bit. You know, in a game like that, it would have been really easy for them to run around and play cheap hockey, and they didn't do that, Greg. You know, they were disciplined the entire time. I think that says a lot about their players. And their coaches. So I was super impressed with that, and I wish them, those seniors especially, the best of luck in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it didn't get dirty, didn't devolve into a slugfest here tonight. So hats off to the Ashland coaches and Chi-High disciplined as well. And there was some hitting, but it wasn't dirty or anything like that.
No,
it was clean hits
not.
Out there.
It was
tonight.
good, clean hockey all night. And, yeah, very impressed with how they handled themselves.
All right, 12-0. We'll catch up with Scott Parker on the post-game show. Have the stats recap as well on our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror Chippewa Falls at postglassandmirror.com. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wissota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wissota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wissotatool.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at RiversideMachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Cards players celebrating with the fans on the ice here tonight, and parents as they come out. Hopefully not the last home game for Chi High. The sectional final will be played here, but the Cards winning, running away with this one 12-0. Here tonight, time for our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassmirror.com. And I tell you what, it was just a great night, and some guys got in the scoring books for the first time goals, first career goals for Chi High here tonight for some of the players, and that is terrific. Evan Esslinger had a couple of goals here. Swoboda got a goal here tonight. Big night for Isaac Small with a hat trick. And fourth line got a ton of playing time here in the second and third periods, and the Cards pick up a postseason win here 12-0. Scored five in the first, four more in the third, and four in the second, five in the first, four in the second, and three more in the third to seal the deal here 12-0, out shooting Ashland 50-11. Time for our Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. That first line came out and just attacked Ashland. It was Mason Johnson with the goal 51 seconds into the first period. And then tacking on another goal was the senior forward, Ben Carlson, at 2:17 of the first. And it sounded like this. Cards with the intercept, and here's Johnson looking for another goal. Sends it over to the left side. Backdoor goal right there by Ben. And it's 2-0 Chi High.
That first line for Chi High is really moving the puck well tonight. Had a good F1 there and created a turnover, which led to a goal, 2-0. I mean, that poor goalie didn't stand a chance.
No, not at all. Yeah, that's kind of the way it went tonight. Ben Carlson with a goal at 2:17, and then Mason Johnson at 2:25. So within the first 2.5 minutes, the Cards had a 3-0 lead, and it was all downhill from then. That point, four more in the second period, including goals by Jackson Hoym at 10:17. Assist going to Jack Bovey at 9:33. I should say of the second period at 10:17. Then at, I'm trying to read my own writing here. Caden Swoboda had a goal, his first career goal at 3:11 of the second period. And then at 14:05 of the second, it was Evan Esslinger, his first career goal. In fact, first of two on the night. And Evan at 14:05, assist going to Reed Gibbs. And then at 15:32, it was Isaac Smollett, unassisted goal. Beautiful goal. See if I can find that for you. Isaac Smollett just was determined to beat the D and did so. And let's see if we can roll that one back here in just a second, play that one for you, because it was just a terrific goal by Isaac Small. That was at 15:32 of the third period. And let's see if we can bring that goal to you right now. Isaac Small come into the zone. Here's Obi. Obi wheels and deals, their top scorer. He's got 30 goals in the season. And this one comes back to the point. Chai High's got it right here. Small's trying to split the D. Small's racing down the ice. And backhands one. His second goal of the night. Beautiful goal there as he went coast to coast. Isaac Small with the score. And it's 9-0, Chai High. And Isaac would pick another one up at 8:58 of the third period for the hat trick here tonight. And Chai High wins this one by a count of 12-0. Over the Ashland Oerdockers. And so we'll travel to Hobbs Ice Center for a Thursday afternoon game against the Eau Claire North Huskies as road to Madison continues here in this very, very tough Section 1. So there you go, our stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey. Names you know stats recap. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Bank, Urbanizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And we'll continue with our post-game show and catch up with Scott Parker as well. Stay with us. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Say you need a prescription filled. You could go out and get it yourself, but that means digging out your hat, glove, scarf, and coat. Finding that leftover snow in your boots. Scraping your windshield enough to see through. And getting out of your neighborhood. And your reward for all that is standing in line at the big box pharmacy. You could do all that just to get your prescription. Or you could call the Medicine Shop and take advantage of their free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Well, Chi High with a convincing 12-0 victory here over Ashland in the first round of the WIAA playoffs. And let's get the thoughts of head coach Scott Parker. He is down with our Cooper Fosvick at Ice Level Live right now. Coop.
Thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Parker getting his thoughts on the game. Fun win tonight. Obviously, you know, any playoff win is a good win. Got to see a couple guys get their first goal tonight. That had to be fun on the bench. What was that like?
That was. The boys are really excited for the two guys. I believe it was Evan and who's the other guy?
Swoboda.
Yeah, they're really excited. And any time we can, you know, have that bench get energized, it's pretty fun. There was a lot of goals out there, so it's hard for me to keep track.
Obviously, you know, a little lopsided score tonight. How are you able to keep the team on task and, you know, keep them focused?
Well, you know, I think you just have to remind them. You have to, you know, verbally remind them that the things that you can get away with in a game like this is you're not going to get away with in the next level. So you kind of bring them back down to earth, whether it be a third guy high or making a breakout pass to a winger that's covered. Those kind of things still come into play even though we're winning, and you got to kind of have a mindset as a coach that these mistakes aren't going to work on Thursday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously we got Eau Claire North on Thursday. They're going to be a tough team. It's going to be a tough game. Some, you know, initial thoughts on Thursday.
Well, let's just start with Ashland first. I really appreciate, you know, the way they played towards the end. It wasn't chippy. I thought the refs set a good tone, saying that one team isn't going to win. And it's really kind of refreshing to see that at the end of a game like this, their seniors were not running our guys. And a lot of times that's not the case. So hats off to Ashland, and I wish them a safe travel back. Obviously, they had some goaltending issues, but they kept playing hard, and they kept playing the way their coach wanted to. As far as North goes, yeah, we know what they got. We know it's going to be a physical game. You know, it's probably going to come down to mistakes, penalties, goaltending, and turnovers. You know, pretty typical. And, you know, tomorrow's a pretty important practice.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach, for your time. Appreciate it. Greg, back up to you.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Superior with a 3-0 lead over the Toma Sparta co-op team, and Superior looks as if they might win that one at home. They will face Eau Claire Memorial on the nightcap Thursday after our game against Eau Claire North. We'll set things up for you in just a moment. We'll be back to wrap things up from the Chippewa Ice Arena after this. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com. Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions. Machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
So the Cards have done their job here tonight. They win their first playoff game 12-0 over Ashland, and now we'll travel to Hobbs on Thursday afternoon to take on Eau Claire North, the 3 seed. Airtime for Cardinal Countdown 4:40, puck drop at 5, and then Eau Claire Memorial will probably play Superior in the Nightcaps. The Spartans up 3-0 over Thomas Sparta right now in the third. Final thoughts, Cooper Fosvik, what do you think?
You know, it was a fun night. I think the Cards did a good job of executing their systems all night long. I don't think that they ever really got off task. I think Coach kept them in line the whole night, which is really impressive. I also think, you know, that they're going to have a good practice tomorrow. You know, tomorrow's practice is the biggest practice of the year for them. And hopefully, you know, Thursday night, I'm super excited. It's going to be a great game no matter what.
Yeah, they always are with Norris.
Exactly, and I'm really hoping we can come out with a W, you know. I mean, that would just be a huge momentum push going in deeper to the playoffs.
Yeah, the teams have split the pair. Chi-High beating North here and then losing down there against the Huskies. So the rubber match Thursday afternoon will be there. And following our game, we'll pick up the Chi-High boys basketball game against Eau Claire Memorial. That game just underway in progress here with Mark Halverson at the conclusion of our hockey game on Thursday night. For the crew here, the Flying Dutchman, Ezra Van Dyke, our engineer tight back of the WOGO Communication Center, Cooper Fosvick. This is Greg Stewart and Landon Tease as well. Final score again, 12-0, Chi-High beats Ashland in the first round of the WIAA playoffs. This is Cards Hockey. WOGO, good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Chi-High Hockey on WOGO. Coverage of the Cardinals has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now, please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's best talk around the clock on WOGO. Rejoin our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.